About 3 dozen electric cooperatives in South Dakota power the state's homes and businesses. They're changing their workflow to meet critical needs for power during the pandemic. Dick Johnson says electric co-ops are vital. Johnson is the CEO and general manager of West River Electric, which serves more than 4,500 square miles.
This day and age, there's no way, it's very difficult to operate or live without electricity. We depend on it in our daily lives very, very much.
Johnson says hospitals and clinics require utilities like electricity more than ever. East River Electric Cooperative is just one of 3 wholesale power co-ops in the state. Chris Studer says they're already isolating employees to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
What we've done is we've looked at our field crews and we've split linemen into separate crews so that they are able to, you know, take trucks home, bring trucks to a job site so that they're not crossing paths with other crews.
Studer says crews stagger their hours each day to minimize exposure with other workers, and the co-op has a separate building for other employees. There are other changes as well. Non-essential businesses are temporarily closing operations. West River Electric's Dick Johnson says because of that, he expects revenue for co-ops will drop this year.
The amount that you use in a residence is vastly different than a commercial account. So if you shut down a business, you know, for a period of time, you'd take a lot of residential to make up for the usage for that commercial account. So there won't be a wash there, I don't believe. I think we're definitely going to see our sales down this year. There's no doubt about that.
Johnson says they expect these changes to have a lasting impact in the long run. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm John Wynn.